This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street, Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
So we'll start with the first question. What will you bring to the Douglas Shire Council if you are elected on March 28th?
I would hope to bring integrity to the council chambers and honesty and do my best to just be a really good councillor. So my life started in a small town in New South Wales called Manila, which is next to a big town called Tamworth. I was born there in 1958 on a mixed farming enterprise. My father worked there. Then left thereabout when I was 21 and went working on a property in Warren called Haddon Rig. Did a few years there. Then I went overseas, lived in Sweden for 9 months, worked on a market garden, and travelled all around Europe. And that was really an eye-opener back in the 80s. Got home, wasn't happy, just at my parents' place, so I bought a motorbike, hopped on that, headed off to Condamine. Got a job there farming, broadacre farming. So cold. So I ended up making my way up to Cairns. I heard a story about Cairns, how the weather up there is so beautiful all year round. And I headed to Cairns. Anyway, ended up, got a job in Mareeba for a few years, travelled around the tablelands like a just itinerant worker, ended up in Mosman. And I've been here ever since. That was about 1991, I ended up in Mosman. I started mowing lawns, didn't work out. Got a job at the Sheraton, and I did many, many, many jobs at the Sheraton. Got sick of that after 7 years, and then I went on to do a six-month full-time TAFE course, which involved the tourism industry. It was called the HIT course. So I did that, passed, learned a lot about the Douglas Shire, learned a lot about the Daintree, learned a lot about tourism, just learnt so much. It was great. It was really, really good. 2 months unemployed, got a job at Woolworths. Worked for Woolworths, at Woolworths, for 11 years. Went on from Woolworths. On holidays, I had an accident and broke my wrist and couldn't go back to work at Woolworths. And I had an operation and it made my wrist worse. Anyway, I ended up making sculptures in my shed. And that started my own business, making sculptures and selling them at the markets. And that's where I learnt that integrity in business is the best thing. I would offer people a guarantee with everything, not just a verbal guarantee. If people had a problem, I'd take either the piece back and pay them their money or fix it for nothing. Just recently, last year, I just saw a need for something in the council. Something as in to better the council. Well, actually, it was the carbon credit buyback that really, really got under my skin. And I decided that day I was going to run for council. So I rang up Michael, because Michael was the only one against the credit scheme. I rang Michael up and we talked, and he sort of said, it's a really hard road. Like, you're going to have to do a lot of stuff. Anyway, and since then, I'm like, just on the computer, finding out information, and there's a lot of stuff I see and I want to see. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to go ahead with this Shire. So I'm a Christian, Paul. I've been a Christian. Just after I got to Mosman, I went to a church here and became a Christian. And it's a great life. A lot of people don't really know what Christianity is about. But I tell you what, it's given me a really good grounding how to live my life. So coming to this council, I would be honest, very open, loyal, faithful. Loyalty is one thing. At Woolworths, I was a loyal worker, loyal. Ever since I was a little boy, there's something in here, a conscience. And right when I was a little boy, I couldn't do anything wrong. It was like there'd be a dark side and a light side. Well, the light side always won. The dark side never ever got a hold of me. And that was before I was a Christian. So loyalty and honesty and integrity is just a part of me. It's like, I want to go for it. I want to be the best person that I can be to everyone. that talks to me, everyone that I associate with. I want to be the best person. I want to be their friend. I want to be a voice for the little people, and I can empathise with the little people.
Steve Cruickshank, second question. What will be your main focus on council if elected?
Initially, my platform was roads, rates, rubbish, reservoirs and recreation. But since finding out about our unneed for extra water, because we have lots of water, water's not a concern at the moment. We don't really have a water problem, I think, because according to this report written by the Department of Natural Resources, Mines and Energy, back in 2018, it tells us that there's quite a lot of water, which is like 1,000 megalitres spare water right there, we're licensed to take right now. Whether it's from Rex Creek or from the Mossman River, it says it's right there. And also we have 2,000 megalitres of unallocated, unlicensed water that we could probably use. What I see, one of the problems with why we have water restrictions is we have lots of leaks. My taps are leaking. I see stop valves around the place leaking on the streets. I see people inadvertently leaving their houses on the driveway all night, all day, water running down the gutters. We are using more than we should be, and now we need to somehow get people into the mindset that we can't waste water. We do have plenty, but why should we waste it anyway? We have plenty, but we shouldn't be wasting it the way we are. Streetscapes is my passion here. With just over the years, I've seen our streetscapes, our landscapes, our gutters, our roadside, everything is just shameful. Just now I was driving from Mossman to Port, and the traffic islands have got grass growing in them and grass going around the edges of them. It's like there's no pride. There's been no pride. Hey, I'd love to go and do it myself, but I'd probably get hit with a car or something. So I'd need witches hats and all that. But I would, to the point, wanting to do it myself. So I think we need to address the situation of streetscapes, landscapes, gardens. Another thing is the fences and the... I mean, there's so many things we could do to beautify. I'm talking about Mossman. And Mossman looks like, at the moment, looks like a little town that I've driven through out west, unloved. And that's what Mossman looks like at the moment, really unloved. So I'd like to see some love put back in Mossman. Port's not far behind. Port's okay, sort of. But there's still a lot of beautification could go on in Port. But Mossman is just unloved. And I want to put some love back in there. Where do you start with that? You have to start with mainly the roads. Oh, sorry, roads is another issue. So the roads, start with the roads, get the roads right, get them good, get them fixed up, get them resealed, whatever. The gutters, whether the gutters have to be pulled up, because they're all split, they're cracked, there's tree roots growing under them, they're all really wrecked. They're probably 50-year-old, some of the gutters, but some of the gutters are only about 25-year-old, 15-year-old, and they're split and cracked. So we need to do the issue about the roads, the gutters, and then work out from there, to the houses, to the fences, to the... There's one little suburb in Craigley. Every house, every beautiful, everything's beautiful about the road, the whole... It's just lovely to drive around that little suburb and look at every bit of beautiful garden, landscape, everything, and then you go to Mossman and it's like, oh, wow, what's happened here? Rubbish was another one. Now, the other day I had a piece presented in the Gazette, was left out what I wanted to say. I'd like to see, I think it could be a fix for our rubbish problem, 4 bins instead of 2. Now, I know a lot of households go, 4 bins, where are we going to put 4 bins? But if you initially, you go, right, tin and glass in one bin. You sort it, not down at Cairns or not here in Mossman. You sort it, tin and glass in one. Plastic and paper in one, compost in one. So that would get picked up once a week. And green waste in one. So you'd have 3 bins that are specialised with specific stuff. And they'd only get picked up probably every 3 weeks.
Steve Cruickshank, your soapbox pitch.
I'd be a champion for everyone. Vote for me and I'll champion your cause. Right, so there are people out there right now that they've got no voice. They're not on. There's oldies. I really empathise with oldies. That's where my heart is for old people. Old people don't know the internet. Old people. So if the council's having some kind of a questionnaire for what this, do this or this or this, what do you think? Well, old people aren't going to offer up their suggestions. So I'd go out and do one-on-one with old people. Go to supermarkets and sit at a desk and say, what do you think about this? And just champion their cause. Old people have got issues that no one knows about. So I would really like everyone that is going to vote, just think about voting for me. Give me a vote. Give me a number one. Number one in the box there, Steve Cruickshank, because what you'll get is you'll get honesty, you'll get integrity, you'll get a hard worker who's interested in everyone's problems. I won't be a yes man. I'm not going to just say stuff to placate people, to get them on my side. And I want to keep, really, I would like to keep honesty in the council. Keep the beep honest. Keep them honest. That's why I want to be in there. I want to keep them honest. And if there's someone in there to keep them honest, not judge them, but just keep honesty in the council. I think that'd be a great thing. So a vote for Steve Cruickshank would be a vote for the right man, I think.